you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. And now, here's a gentleman who will be guest hot dog vendor at Forbes Field, Pittsburgh next week, Bing Crosby.
Howdy, Bub. That's right, Ken. I'm off to Pittsburgh to hustle some hot dogs and pitch batting practice.
Oh, fine. How are you going, by plane or train?
By car.
Hmm?
Driving. I'm sharing expenses with a fellow who's driving east in the new Hudson.
Oh, fine. When are you leaving?
Well, we're in a big rush, so we hope to get away about 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, if you're in such a rush, why don't you leave right after the show?
Well, we can't.
Why?
Well, the new paint job on the car isn't dry yet, and my friend hasn't finished filing the numbers off the motor.
Bing, it sounds to me like you're accepting a ride in a stolen car.
Ah, no, Ken. This is a used car. Of course, it doesn't belong to the fellow who's using it, but it's used.
Bing, you don't know what you're doing. This guy may be a dangerous criminal.
Oh, rubbish. You've been listening to Sam Spade too much.
But, Bing...
Oh, Ken, I was just joshing. I'm not going to drive east with any stranger. I'm going to take the Super Chief.
Well, that's more like it. When are you leaving?
Well, as soon as the paint dries and they file the number off the locomotive.
Fine. I suppose now you're going to try to tell me you're going east on a stolen train.
That could be. You know, I just bought a ticket. I didn't ask the Santa Fe man where he got the train. Or...
I'll tell you one thing. It's pretty tough to steal a whole railroad train.
What tough? It's a cinch. You just tell him you're going to the roundhouse, and instead you turn left on La Cienega. You wind up at Lowry's Prime Rib or somewhere, the Barclay Kitchen.
I don't understand you tonight. What's come over you?
Well, it's getting toward the end of the season, Ken. I'm just delirious, out of my mind. But now to work. The orchestra's ready. Buddy Cole is perched at the piano, and the opening selection is Why Can't You Behave? Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you behave? After all those things you told me and the promises that you gave, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. Oh, but why can't you behave? There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. Ah, but why can't you behave?
That was Why Can't You Behave, sung by Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole at the piano. And very good, man, too.
Thank you. We try to be light and breezy.
But you know, Bing, I wish you'd sung Careless Hands.
Careless Hands? What for?
Because no matter how careless your hands are, if you can tune in one of those new Philco Powerhouse Portables and get perfect reception.
Oh, you're telling me. Why, you can tune in the Philco Portable with boxing gloves on. I had my portable with me on location at the Tan Fran racetrack up north, you know.
Well, why are you wearing boxing gloves at the racetrack?
Well, it fixes it so I can't get to my money.
Oh.
Nobody hustles me then. Little trick I picked up from Hope. He wears boxing gloves to restaurants, nightclubs. Anywhere the check is up to pop up.
Bob won't grab a tab, huh?
Won't even grab toward one.
You mind if I take a grab at a commercial?
Well, if you don't, we won't grab any groceries this week. Just start grabbing and gabbing, Ken.
I'll jet right into it, Bing. Folks, when you grab the tab for Philco's super-powered 607 portable, you're getting the top dollar-for-dollar value in the industry. Anywhere you take this great radio, it's a real performance champion with power to spare and tone that's really mellow. Plays even on boats, planes, or trains without requiring any special aerial. And it gives you powerhouse reception on its own long-life Philco battery or on AC or DC house current. Get yours at your Philco dealer now in time for summer vacation. And if you've got a June graduate or a June bride in your family, you can't miss if you give this smart, luggage-style portable radio. Available on painless payments, the Philco 607 makes a wedding or a graduation gift with a lift. And it's the champion of portable radios from Philco, the leader.
Now my pleasure to welcome back to Philco Radio Time one of the most charming and talented guests who have ever graced our atelier. Why do you ooh when I say that? I use that word quite a lot. Her sensational soprano has enchanted opera goers all over the world. Her concerts are always sellouts. Her recordings are favorites in the field of classical music. Ladies and gentlemen, the dazzling, blonde, and beautiful star of the Metropolitan Opera Company, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
Thank you, Bing.
Dorothy, I want to tell you, I caught you at the Shrine Auditorium here in Los Angeles doing Traviata. You were magnificent. Not only were you in wonderful voice, but you looked strikingly beautiful in your gowns.
That's very sweet of you, Bing. And may I say that I caught you in Connecticut Yankee, and you were wonderfully in voice.
I wish you would say that.
Not only that, Bing, but you look beautiful in your gowns, too.
No, Dorothy, that was Rhonda Fleming. I was the fellow in the tin suit, the one with the tailgate trouble, you remember?
You weren't always dressed in armor, Bing. And personally, in tights, I think you're terrific.
Really?
Why, your legs look so sturdy and so well-shaped.
Well, just between you and me, Dorothy, and I wouldn't want you to kick this around any, but without the makeup department at Paramount, my legs are nothing. False knees.
Oh, Bing. I don't believe it.
As for Dan, ask anybody at the studio. Without falsies, my legs look like a pair of ice tongs and parts of a cube.
Oh, you look wonderful in tights. It's really too bad you're not in opera, you know. You'd make a wonderful Romeo in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I could never sing in opera, Dorothy. Haven't got the voice to begin with, and in second place, I couldn't learn all those foreign languages. How many different ones do you have to know, anyhow?
Well, let's see. It's Traviata in Italian,
yeah.
Louise in French, Tristan in German, and then there's Ulyaku.
Ulyaku, what's that?
Well, that's bebop, man. Get with it.
Well, fan me, Freddy, with a flattered fist. Dorothy, you're gone mad.
Well, it's getting toward the end of the season, and I'm a little delirious, too.
You got a special number you'd like to sing for the folks tonight?
Well, I thought I'd like to do Gershwin's My Man's Gone Now for Porgy and Bess.
I love that song. Very good selection. Trotter, we place Miss Kirsten in your large, capable hands.
Climbing up to
your coup yet, Chief. That was really thrilling, Dorothy. Wonderful.
Thank you, Bing. Did you really think it was thrilling?
Oh, yes. Whenever I hear anyone hit a high note these days, it's a thrill to me.
Oh, that's why I see you around the opera once in a while. Are you really fond of opera, Bing?
Well, I'm mad about opera, yeah. Horse opera, that is.
Well, I have your new recording of Riders in the Sky, and that's horse opera, and very good.
Well, thank you, Dorothy. You make me and Decca very happy. I'll tell you another thing. For 2 cents, I'd sing it right in here.
Oh, I bet you'd sing it for nothing.
I sure would. Of course, on the record, Dorothy, I have Ken Darby and his vocal group to back me up. But tonight, I just got Phil Stevens on the bass and Perry Bodkin on the guitar. I think it's a guitar. It looks more like a Lithuanian mandolin. Whatever it is, you write. Ready, Perry?
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went upon his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yay! The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming high. And he heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o.
The ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't got them yet. Cause you gotta ride forever on this range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-yay.
In the sky. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o.
Ghost heard in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Wonderful, Bing. You have a real feeling for the West.
Well, I'm a Westerner, gal. Say, why don't we do a horse opera tonight and sort of lace it with a little real opera, a little horse opera, mix it up a little? Think it'd be delightful?
Do you have an authority on opera here?
Well, we certainly do.
Who?
Well, Dorothy, what nationality would you say knows the most about opera?
Well, offhand, I'd say the
Italians. Exactly. And we have an Italian here in our orchestra, Joe Venuti. He's our authority.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Dorothy.
Say, Joe, where's your small but stylish orchestra holding forth these days?
Oh, my band's at King's Restaurant.
Oh, they have terrific lobster there.
Terrific is right. I got one playing my fiddle for me.
What are you doing, Joe?
Well, I'm cooking.
Would you like to help us cook up a real horse opera right in here?
Sure.
Now, we're all set if Ken Carpenter will just sort of establish the background,
Why,
set the scene.
Certainly, I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are to hear Giovanni Cacciatore's thrilling opera of the American Wild West entitled Il Largo e il Larghissimo dei Porcelli. Or, Which Way'd They Go, Partner? The orchestra's tuning up. The house lights dim, and now here comes our conductor, Giovanni Scato Trottorini. In a moment, we will hear the very familiar overture. Rises on the opening scene where we find Miss Kirsten, Mr. Crosby, and Mr. Venuti. They are leaning against a chuck wagon known as the Brown Derby. And we now hear the familiar trio, La Pasta Marinare, from this famous scene.
Sing, but there's no part in Tosca for little old Bing.
And that goes for Carmen and everything.
Oh, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Yep, yep, yep.
Opera star from the two-gun set.
And she sings in chorales instead of the Met.
I can rope a steer, run a scale or two. When you're riding fast, it's mighty hard to do.
She's got a perfect pitch when she's a pitching woo.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yip, 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 yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Hey!
Following this, there's a tender love scene between Lariat Loop Lena, as sung by Miss Kirsten, and Sagalong Cassidy, as sung by Mr. Crosby.
Lena, gal, I gotta know, is it me you love or Giuseppe the cook?
Why, Sagalong, I love you, mostly. But you gotta admit Giuseppe cooks powerful good spaghetti.
Well, it's powerful and sometimes it's good.
But you can't marry me, Sagalong. Why, you haven't even got money enough to take me on a honeymoon.
Well, I can get it. I can sell my cattle, Lena.
Good. Well, good.
We're ahead of us tonight, ain't there, Lena?
Then that's where we'll go. Catalina.
Catalina Island?
Cow's on. Come and get it.
Okay, Giuseppe.
We now come to the gripping climax of this tragedy. It's a scene immediately following Chow, wherein we find Sagalong Cassidy writhing on the floor in excruciating pain after eating spaghetti, which has been prepared by Giuseppe. And as Crosby rolls and kicks on the floor, we hear this familiar music.
My name is Giuseppe.
You've been poisoned by Giuseppe.
I've been poisoned by Giuseppe, and I am not very happy. I've been poisoned by Giuseppe.
But don't you think it is terrific?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, then it's really terrific.
Very true. Very true.
I see it all now. You're going to take my gal on a honeymoon to the Isle of Catalina. Is it Catalina you have in mind?
Don't keep us waiting. Are we going to Catalina?
Catalina? Nothing, baby. We're going to Stromboli.
Stromboli. Long live the Isle of Stromboli. Long live the Isle of Stromboli.
That ought to get the folks in the mood to hear about the greatest refrigerator ever built. I mean the famous Philco Conservador. Friends, for the finest deluxe features your money can buy, compare this great Philco model with any refrigerator you ever heard of. You want a built-in home freezer? Well, you get it with the Conservador with true zero-zone temperatures. You want shelves you can arrange to suit yourself? You get them with the Conservador. You want every other service and convenience in refrigeration? They're all yours. Plus, the one and only Conservador, Philco's exclusive shelf-lined inner door that gives you four extra front shelves for the foods you use most often. So if you're looking for the last word in kitchen luxury, look at the Philco Conservador first. It's yours now on new, easier terms, and it's a triumph of beauty, service, and value from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Dorothy, would you care to step over here to the popular music department and join me in a chorus of Again?
Love to be.
Again. This couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is a thrill divine.
More, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine,
mine to hold. Holding you now, and yet never so near.
Mine to have one more now, and the here disappear. What matters, dear?
For when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever, but never, never again. For when,
what matters, dear, but when
this doesn't happen again,
this doesn't happen.
We'll have this moment
forever. But never, never
along tonight. I'd like to thank Alec Templeton for lifting his opera commerciale tonight like we did. And I also want to thank Dorothy Kirsten for being with us. Incidentally, Dorothy, the best of luck on the craft show this summer.
Thanks, Bing, and good luck to you on your Minute Maid Fresh Frozen Orange Juice show this summer.
Say, we ought to get together this summer, Dorothy, for a picnic. I'll bring the orange juice, you bring the cheese.
And I'll bring the spaghetti.
Thank you, Joe, but I've had some. Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Bing.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.
We'll see you next week, folks. Good night, and thanks very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week for some jolly stuff and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and Jed Collins for the Mayors. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.